good morning, and thank you for inviting me into your homes today as we begin this day together in God's Word. Today we're in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, and today's reading includes a parable about workers in a vineyard who are hired at different times during the day but receive the same wage. Jesus uses this parable to teach about the kingdom of heaven. And God's word for us, so far this week, is wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Once there was a man who went out early in the morning to hire some men to work in his vineyard. He agreed to pay them the regular wage, a silver coin a day, and he sent them to work in his vineyard. He went out again into the marketplace at 9 o'clock and saw some men standing there doing nothing. So he told them, "You also go and work in the vineyard, and I will pay you a fair wage." So they went. Then at 12 o'clock and again at 3 o'clock he did the same thing. Well, it was nearly 5 o'clock when he went to the marketplace and saw some other men still standing there. "Why are you wasting the whole day here doing nothing?" he asked them. "Well, no one hired us," they answered. "Well, then you go and you work in the vineyard," he told them. When evening came, the owner told his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, starting with those who were hired last and ending with those who were hired first." The men who had begun to work at 5 o'clock were paid a silver coin each. So when the men who were the first to be hired came to be paid, they thought that they would get more, but they too were given a silver coin each. They took their money and started grumbling against their employer. "These men were hired last, working only 1 hour," they said, "while we put up with a whole day's work in the hot sun. Yet you paid them the same as you paid us." "Listen, friend," the owner answered one of them, "I have not cheated you. After all, you agreed to do a day's work for 1 silver coin. Now take your pay and go home. I want to give this man, who was hired last, as much as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do as I wish with my own money? Or are you jealous because I am generous?" And Jesus concluded, "So those who are last will be first, and those who are first will be last." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 20, verse 16, where it says, Jesus concluded, "So those who are last will be first, and those who are first will be last." You know, I can almost imagine, you know, the conversation between the men that were hired early in the morning to go work in that vineyard for the, you know, the silver coin that they agreed to, but when they found out that others who were being hired later were also getting a silver coin, it's human nature. You know, their greed was motivating them to say, "Wow, if they're going to get paid a silver coin, I bet you, even though we said we'd work for 1 silver coin, I bet you the master is going to go ahead and give us 3 or 4, maybe 5 silver coins. Won't that be great?" And then when they found out, instead of being grateful that they had a job that day, instead of being grateful that they had earned money to put food on the table, all they could think of was how unfair this was, and they turned around and started grumbling. You know, beloved, there are those who are hearing my voice that have served God all of their lives. You have been toiling away in God's kingdom for 40, 50, 60 years. And you know what your reward in heaven is? That's right, heaven. A place in heaven with in the very presence of God. And those who accept Jesus as their Savior, and then something happens and they die, or maybe the rapture comes, whatever your beliefs are, and they find themselves in heaven, what are their rewards? Well, exactly the same. A life eternal in heaven in the presence of God. Amen. And we need to be grateful for the generosity of our Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Almighty God, your ways are not our ways. Teach us what it means to be part of your kingdom. Your ways are transformative and good. May my words and actions this day reflect your generous and extravagant love and care for all people. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Matthew chapter 22, where Jesus uses a parable about a wedding feast to teach about the kingdom of heaven. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.